Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bird Show.
One of the reasons why I have always said that once when I was dating, when I broke up with a girl or she broke up with me, that was it. No friendship. Don't want to run into you during on the streets. Don't want to talk to you. Don't want to dabble in a relationship. Was because, honestly, I never wanted to know she was doing better after our breakup. Like, I'd be happy to just hear about her if she was doing way worse.
Something really terrible happened.
Like, if the breakup of our relationship was the starting point for her life going to hell.
After she dumped you, the karma came back and bit her.
That's right. But chances are pretty good that if I kept in touch, she was going to start going out with somebody that made more money or was better looking, and I would not be happy for her.
Right.
I'd say, oh, I just want you to be happy. But in the back of my mind, I'd be like, I want you to be miserable after our breakup. I want you to think I'm the best you can do.
I think it depends on whether you're the dumper or the dumpy.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I think if you
me.
Get
yeah,
well, I think yeah, if you get dumped, you don't want to see them do, you know, better. You want to see them regret their decision.
Hell yeah,
you know. But if you're the dumper, you just don't want to run in. I don't. Yeah, if you let him go, then you don't want to know anything else. You know, you just don't want to be around him.
It's all ego for me. I want to know that I was the best you could ever do.
A friend of mine just actually had this happen to her, and she was the dumpee. And had a really awesome thing happen in front of the dumper. Mm-hmm. We were at Music Midtown on a Sunday. This is a friend of mine who had gone out with this guy like 3-4 years ago.
Can we just change the words?
He's freaked out by dumper.
Dumper.
Oh.
Like, I hate to think that I've ever had a dumper or a dumpy in my life.
Yeah, we don't want to think that of you either.
Hey, this is my friend, my dumper.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, this was her boyfriend like 3.5 years ago. They dated for about a year, whatever. She's head over heels in love with this guy or whatever. He dumps her hard. Like, not a whole lot of explanation. Dumps her. Takes her a long time to get over this relationship. But basically, they don't see each other from the day he dumps her till Music Midtown Sunday night.
And okay? This is how much time
this
in between?
It's been like 3.5 years after the dumping happened. Okay. So she since has gotten married to this really cute guy. She's got this fabulous diamond ring, and she is with us backstage on the side of the stage watching Kid Rock. Okay, so she's all excited about the experience and close to Kid Rock, and she's taking pictures or whatever.
She's getting the VIP treatment.
The total VIP treatment or whatever. She's there with her totally cute husband, and she looks at me and she's like, oh my God. You're not going to believe who's in the third row. Look out there. And she points to the sky. She's like, see that guy right there? He's wearing the, you know, whatever, the red hat. I'm like, yeah, I see him. She's like, that's my ex-boyfriend who dumped me 3.5 years ago on my butt. And he just saw me up here for the first time since he dumped me. She was like, yes, this is the best thing that could have ever happened because this guy was such a jerk. And there she is with her upgrade and she's got her diamond ring on, waving at him. Here I am with my cute husband and I'm backstage hanging out with Kid Rock.
Spiteful.
And what are you doing, you loser? In the front with all the redneck.
In the mosh pit.
She was so excited. I was like so thrilled for her. That's exactly what you want to happen.
The timing on that is perfect to where you get to show off your upgrade like that, because it happens spontaneously. You don't plan it.
Right.
And it just so happens that that dude, you know, he's getting all dirty. He's in the mix and he looks up on stage. There's the ex on the side of the stage getting VIP treatment with a great looking guy with a big old rock on her hand. Perfect scenario.
Perfect.
Perfect scenario. All right. This could be fun for women here. All right. When did you have the opportunity to show off your upgrade? in a case just like this, mm-hmm. where maybe you got dumped by some That's dude great. In a rude way also here, and you ended up like a year later ending up with a way better guy, maybe like a CEO, a celebrity, but just the upgrade. And you somehow ran into the ex mm-hmm. where you got to show off the upgrade. Can there be anything more validating than that?
Oh, so awesome, especially when it's unplanned.
Hey, is this Jessica?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, just want to say I love your show.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was about 6 months ago, and it was my high school sweetheart, and he was a total butt, like just mean, mm-hmm. while we were together, and then the breakup was just horrible. And I hadn't seen him in about 4 years. And we were, it was last summer. God, can't believe I've been engaged that long. We were at a Braves game, and my boyfriend dropped down on one knee, and he was about 5 rows in front of us.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Okay. We kind of sped through this. So the ex-boyfriend is 5 rows in front of you while your current proposes to you at the Braves game.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's a great example of the karma train coming in right there.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kimberly. I mean, whatever your name
is. Jessica.
Yeah, that's right.
thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl, with good story. Hello, Kimberly. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, Bertha. How are you doing?
Good.
My story is actually a much longer length of time in between. I had a high school sweetheart, mm-hmm. and I dated him for about a year and a half after high school, and he cheated on me, and we had a really awful, horrible breakup, and I never saw him again. I moved out of state. I never thought about him. It was long gone, and then I moved back to Atlanta during the Olympics, and I got married, and my husband is a partner in a restaurant in Buckhead, which I will not name, but he does very well, and, you know, we have a very nice lifestyle, and my ex-boyfriend, it turns out that he's working as a retail something or other in the old Galleons,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he's doing, but he's not doing very well. He's in his 30s. He still has roommates. Things are not going so great for him, and he decides that he's going to come into my husband's restaurant, unbeknownst to anybody, and he's going to try to date this particular hostess that works for my husband.
Uh-huh.
Well, he lies about his age to begin with. He makes himself way younger than he is, and just to get this girl to go out with him. And the story gets weird because my mother was working for my husband as a hostess part-time.
That's great.
My mother.
Oh, my God.
So this other hostess tells my mother about this guy, my ex-boyfriend, and says, oh, it's this great guy. You know, he wants to go out with me, but I think he's lying about his age, and I just don't know, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps talking about this woman that was the love of his life. And my mother's like, oh, well, okay. Well, she just kind of gave motherly advice, and she said, well, you know, waiting, is a guy going to come visit you? So she says, yeah, he's going to come in Friday night and, you know, have a couple of drinks with some friends, and, you know, I'm going to kind of scope him out and see what I think. And so my mom says, okay, great, you know. So my mom and this hostess are working Friday night, and this guy comes in with his friends. Well, of course, my mom does a double take. I dated this guy for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, oh, my God. And she doesn't say anything, and the guy doesn't see her. Well, she goes and tells the little hostess, she says, I don't know if you really want to do this. And the hostess says, well, what's going on? And she said, well, let me tell you, this guy dated my daughter, yada, yada, and the hostess is freaking out because she knows that her boss is the husband of the guy that we're talking about. So everybody comes to play up in the middle of the foyer at the restaurant, and my mom is standing there, the hostess is standing there, the guy is standing there, and I walk in, all dressed up, to have dinner with my husband.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And the hostess is freaked out. She starts falling. She runs out the other way.
Oh my
mom looks at the ex-boyfriend. I look at the ex-boyfriend. I start cracking up. I don't know what to do. And my husband is standing there just going, who are all these people? What's going on? This is the silliest thing I've ever seen. And the guy just... he just left, and he never, ever came back.
That's smart, because in a case like that, you can't say anything.
Oh,
just
God.
Let it go.
Yeah.
It was the best thing ever, and it was 10 years later.
And it still felt good, didn't it? It still felt good.
It was
Yeah, I, you know, I've talked before about the Antichrist, my one ex-girlfriend who decided to get with my best friend before she actually officially left me for my best friend. And this was like in my mid-20s. And so, so she, as after that happened, moved to Florida, right? So last year, you know, we did, around Pride, we did happy hours like we're doing this year. And I was hosting this happy hour. And this is also at a time when we had billboards up on the interstate and everything. So she comes back into Atlanta while I'm a host of a morning show and I'm hosting this event that she comes to because of Pride. And, you know, and I had, you know, happened to go and shake hands and I went up to her table and shook her hand just like I did everybody else's. Thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping by and walked off. And so I have to say that it felt pretty good to, you know, be in the position I'm in when she has to roll into town and be faced by
take
me with
that. Take that!
We had one virtual listener call up that said, and her phone dropped out and said that she ended up marrying the sheriff in their town who ended up busting and arresting her ex.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So he was the one that had to put the dude in the back of the car and all.
I have one as well. I had a bad breakup with this one guy in high school, like right as I was leaving high school, and then I was in college, like this is 3 years afterwards, and I was dating Ryan, who's my husband now, but you know, he's in this cool band. At that point, they were like the cool local band to go see or whatever, and we decide after one of his shows, or he's in town or whatever, we decide to go to this club. So we pull up to the club. And who valet parks our car?
Nice. Wow. Nice.
For my ex-boyfriend.
Beautiful.
So he has to actually get in the car and park it for us.
There may be a split second where you're like, oh, for him. But then
not
there's
really.
Was there any worry that he was going to somehow vandalize or damage your car?
I didn't think so. It was just one of those moments where you're That's like, right. I can't believe this is happening right now.
That's the karma train, man.
Yep.
The Burt Show.